I guess I've always been broken this damn trendy city.
She got her PhD from MIT, postgraduate degree at 23. Mini genius, precocious, computer hostess, sys admin with the mostest. Credentials are plenty, the summa cum laude. It'd be an understatement to say she was well endowed. From a small town in the Midwest, got an invitation from the Bay, worked with the best from a startup. Destined for future stardom. She walked in the door and the eyes lit up. She was dressed to impress, but the prez was in a J. Crew sweater vest, pair of Birkenstocks. He said, come along, let me show you the ropes. Let me tell you how it goes over here on the coast. VC money rains from the sky. Rules don't apply to us. The guap that we spend is nuts. Here's your office in the corner. Work when you wish. When we do the IPO, we'll be swimming like fish. Like McDuck in the money, man. All of us rich. Oh, when Google buys out for $1 billion-ish. So she headed to the realtor, bought herself a flat, bought herself a Benz and a Louis V welcome mat. Monogram with the hologram TV, all of that before first check even cashed.
Everybody wants to be broke in this damn trendy city.
That's why I
guess I've always been broke in this damn trendy city.
Called her mom, told her man I the big time, told her on the phone student loans would be gone, said goodbye, shut her eyes, so excited, dreamed overnight it would be everything that she dreamed of, praying early in the office, eager to start this new life, Web 2 life, J. Crew life, walked in the door in the somber looks, when she saw a couple movers stacking books,
no.
The prez was in boxes, sobbing softly, slowly sipping on his Starbucks coffee. Said the investors' checks were late, cause the economy sucks, and they had to drop the dead weight. Checkmate, put your resume on Monster, keep the faith, but you gotta understand, there's more MIT grads in this town than sand, so plan to be broke in this trendy city.
No.